Lirais uschal chvaydecha.
Yeah. Say some time. I want to begin by thanking Yididei Nafshi, Jane, and Shani for once again opening up the home. It's a home that's filled with Torah, that's filled with tefillah, that's filled with chesed, Ahavas Yisrael. Hashem is Baruch should help that there should be more Jewish homes like this in the world.
Amen.
Bez Hashem will be able to. All of the chaver will be able to be together in Yerushalayim.
Amen.
So at this time, it's a time of Raiva de Raiva, and those who learn the Svarim a little bit know that crossing over from Purim to Shushan Purim is the Ratzon Hashem you see by all the tzaddikim. That Purim is something that Be'emes shouldn't end at all. And every year, I try to talk about something, a little bit Dvarim Hayetzim in HaLev. And the Ikkar is to try to be Mahara B'tshuva. We pile many, many, many great things at this time. It's a halacha in Hilchos Purim. The Gemara is in Megillah Tesvav and Beis. The Gemara tells us a strange din. Gemara asks, Heichi domi misnamne. The person that's listening to the Megillah, and he's misnamnim. He's dozing off. You see, he's heard the story before. And he's tired. So, Hechidami misnamnim. Omer Ravashi, nim vele nim, tir vele tir. The korale, the oni, the liodo la hadure svarim. The Gemara says that a person who's listening to the Megillah and he's a misnamnim, he's dozing off. Nim v'lay nim, tir v'lay tir. He's trying to hold on. We all know what that feels like. I bring that upon many, many people in the course of my that feeling. So the Gemara says that a person who's a misnamnim is Yaitse. A person in this state is Yaitse Kriyas Megillah. He's sleeping, nim v'lay nim tir v'lay tir. He's sleeping, he's not sleeping, he's awake, he's not awake. But if you call out to him, the Gemara says, the korulei v'ani. If you speak to him, if you would speak to him at that moment, he's able to respond. But despite the fact that he's able to respond, the Gemara says, "V'lo yoda l'ahadure svara." He's able to answer, he's able to respond, but he's not able to reply with a svara. The Gemara says, "But when you remind him, Midka, when you remind him of something, then he's able to remember. And such a person, the Gemara says, is Yaitzei Kriyas Megillah. This is a house in which Jews learn Lukutei Moran, Baruch Hashem, for many years. And in Siman Samach, Rabbi Nachman says, "Ki yesh bnei adam sheyeshenim es yemeihem." There are Jews who spend their lives sleeping. Vav shid nidmil ha'olam shehem oivdim es Hashem va'oiskim b'torah b'tefilah. Even though they seem to be awake. And the Isaac in Torah and in Tefillah, in learning, in mitzvahs, and davening. Rabbi Nachman says very strong words. Afapichein kol avadosim ein la Hashem esbarach nachas mehem. Their whole avoid in this semi-conscious state of nim v'lo nim, tir v'lo tir, sleeping but not asleep, awake but not awake. That's what the Gemara says. So Rabbi Nachman says that Hashem Zbog doesn't have so much nachas from this avoider. Kinishar kol avadosim lamata. Because the avoider is not an avoider that's able to ascend, to rise. Ven yochel lehisroi meim ulis alois lamala. That there's something about this avoider's Hashem that causes it to be grounded. That causes it to be stuck. Rabbi Nachman says, "En yochel hisroi meimul hisalois lamala." The avoider of a Jew who's sleeping through the years of his avoider's Hashem. Adkan. So, what Rabbi Nachman is saying is, there such a thing as a Jew who's shomer mitzvos? That's what he's talking about. A person who davens, who learns. Uvachol Zois, he's defined as a misnamne. He's a person who's described as dozing off. Because sof kol sof, the Gemara tells us. The Gemara says about this person, the karvelei va'oni. The korolei va'ani means that when you call out to him, when you speak to him, if you come to this Jew, this observant Jew, who's dozing off through his life, he's a misnamne, and you speak to him, the korolei, you call out to him and you speak to him, divrei seichel, things of depth, things of pnimius. You talk to him in a shamadika way, to this sleepful Jew. The Gemara says, the korolei v'ani. He hears. And he's able to open his eyes. And not only that, but the Gemara says that he's able even to repeat what he learned. He's able to say over what he learned. The korolei v'ani. But the problem with this person is v'lo yoda l'ahadurei svara. V'lo yoda l'ahadurei svara. He understands what he's learning. He understands Yiddishkeit. He's mekayim mitzvahs. And nevertheless, he's in the gather of nim v'lo nim, tir v'lo tir. He's in the gather of a person who's half asleep and half awake. Regarding whom, Rabbi Nachman says that the avoid is not oyla, it's not misroimim, it's not oyla lamala, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu kivyochel doesn't have nachas ruach from such a thing. So how could it be? Korolevo ani. When you call to him, he's able to answer. And he understands. He's living a life of Torah and mitzvahs, beginning with Maida ani and Negel Vasu and the rest. He's on the program. And he goes to Shiurim and he learns, and he's Mekai mitzvahs. So the answer to this mystery lies, of course, in the meaning of Layada Lahadure Svar. I want to explain this in a very, very simple way. I decided that this year I want to talk Dvarim Pshutim Ma'od. Not Ba'omek and not Chanzei Chassidus. Dvarim Pshutim Ma'od. Because it's coming down to the wire. And we have to talk in a way of Rachel Bidcha Ktana. V'layoda La'adure Svara means in Avodas Hashem that the person is going through the motions of his Yiddishkeit, but he's not misboinein, he's not thinking deeply about how this Moida'ani is Nagea Li. How does the Taharas HaYadayim, the Negel Vaser, how does it apply? What does it mean, Li, Lenafshi, my life, my Avaida? So even though this person is Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs, but his Yiddishkeit is not the struggle of his life. Yiddishkeit, whether it means being mezakech a mida, working on a certain mida, the person is nim v'le nim tir v'le tir, v'lo yoda l'hadure svara means that he knows that he's lazy, let's say. And he'll be able to say and make jokes about Take, I can't get up, it's hard for me to get up, I don't get to the shiur on time, I don't get to davening on time, I'm not able to do this, and I'm not able to do that, I'm late for this, I'm late for that, v'chulu v'chulu. And he'll say that till he's 120. He'll just go on talking that way and saying that way, speaking that way. The inyan of being misakin, that mida of atzlus, of atzlonus, of laziness, or whatever other mida it is, and to be misroimein be'emes, to say it's enough already. It's enough. How many years am I going to live like this? Nim v'loy nim, tir v'loy tir. Not awake, not asleep, not awake. I'm able to function as a Jew. Karolei va'ani, I'm able to answer. If someone asks me something, I'm able to answer. He's not sleeping. Mamish, Shaina, that's a tardema, that's deep, deep slumber or sleep. Kasov, kasov, the Gemara says, v'chimidka olay midka. That means that when you remind him, and you go over to him, and you say to him, but Yankel, what's the tachlis of your life? What's the tachlis of your life? You're going like this year after year. But what's the tachlis? Why were you put here? Why do you live? And when you talk to him in such a way, not only is the korolei va'ani, not only does he answer, does he respond, but v'chimidka l'midkar means that when you remind him of his tachlis in life, when you remind him why he's here, he remembers. There are moments like that when he remembers and he's filled with an unbelievable hisrachus, a tremendous, powerful, powerful feeling of wanting to change. And he could even cry. So Menachem continues. Ki ikra achiyus hu aseichel. The ikra achiyus of a Jew is the seichel. Kama shekosev achochme techayis bales ezen kehelis. Chochme is what gives life. Uksha ha'avoydehi im haseichel. The problem of the person who's half asleep and half awake is that he's not living in a place of seichel. He's not being misboinen. He's not thinking deeply. He's going. So Ibn Achman says, "Ksheha avoyde hi im haseichel." But if the person's avoyde is with seichel, masimin bochiyus shetuchelis alois. If his avoyde is with seichel. We're going to talk about that in a minute, what that means. If his avoide is b'seichel, then the avoide is infused with chiyus, with life. Shetuchelis alois. And then the moida'ani, that's a seichel dike moida'ani. A negelvasa, that's a seichel dike negelvasa. Masimen b'chiyus shetuchelis alois. However, when a person falls into a place of moichin de katnas, small-mindedness, small awareness, Rabbi Nachman says, bechinas shena, that's called sleeping. Moichin de katnas is called sleeping. Ein yochelis alis lamala. Then that person is not able to be oyle lamala. That means, and we see more of this than ever before. We talk about this all the time. That a person has a lot of yediyas in Yiddishkeit. And he's been through many mesechtes, and he's been through many svarim, and he has a lot of yediyas. And the person is also a big ma'amin, he's a big believer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in Taurus Moshe. But Rabbi Nachman says that everything is without seichel. Everything is without seichel. That means that all the Torah that he's saying, and all the Torah that he's learning, he doesn't take that Torah into himself. He remains in a place of moichin de katnas. Smimela, what happens is that that person, he might respond for a moment. Karulai va'ani. He responds for a moment. And when you remind him of his tachlis in life, he was moved by that, and he knows, and he says, I know you're right, what my tachlis is in this world. But since all of this is not with that seichel, which we'll talk about in a moment, is not with seichel. Therefore, it doesn't have chiyus. And that's not only in his relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. A person lives his entire life, and he loves his wife, but his entire relationship with her is a relationship of nim v'loy nim, tir v'loy tir, kar v'loy v'ani. And that sometimes there's a crisis in the marriage, and she says, but why are we, you remember why we got married? You remember what we meant to each other, what we mean to each other? Do you remember why we married each other? And suddenly he's shaken up by that recollection of the tachlis. But he can't live like that. He doesn't live like that. From day to day, he lives in a state of nim v'loy nim, tir v'loy tir. He dozes off. With his children, with his chaverim. And of course, with himself. So even though in mitzias, he sees himself as being an ish matzliach, a successful person, meaning a successful person even in Yiddishkeit, he sees himself as being successful in Vuchiyus. But since it's without Seichel, Ibn Achman says if it's without Seichel, if it's Moichin de Katnis, then it doesn't have Chiyus. You know, Rabbi Nachman begins the Sipuri Maisias. Rabbi Nachman begins the stories. I think everybody here has seen at least the first story of the lost princess, of the Avedas Bas HaMelech. We spent a few years, we were learning that. In vague, Habach Datzelta Maisa, Baderech Siparti Maisa. Along the way, Rabbi Nachman said, I told the story. Rabbi Nachman said, whoever hears the story will be Mahara B'tshuva. Will begin to think about the tachlis of his life. That baderech, that ashekorcha baderech, that something happens to us, that the derech becomes so confusing, that along the way there are so many distractions, baderech. Ashakorach baderech, the Indian of Amalek is in that state of baderech. Ashakorach baderech. The person goes baderech and he's going year after year. Nim v'loy nim, tir v'loy tir. Onu loy v'kari. When you call out to him and you ask him something, he knows how to answer. It says this in Mishnah Berurah, it says this in Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara is here, Tosfos is there, to be able to sing a niggun, to be able to daven. Karlei v'ani. But along the way he forgets, he doesn't think about it, he doesn't have that seichel to remember all the time. What's the tachlis of davening? What's the tachlis of getting up in the morning? What's the tachlis of raising children? What's the tachlis of being in this world? So then the Bernstein gave us the Yontif of Purim. When one looks in the Svarma Kedoshim, we see that the Inyan of Purim is Or HaChochma. Or HaChochma. The light of Chochma. That's Misnoitzeitz in a very powerful way on the day of Purim. Now, a number of times over the past few years, I've mentioned, says in Svarim, Rabbi Geshen Henichel, other tzaddikim say, that Purim is connected to the word pirurim. Pirurim means crumbs. Crumbs. The emesis, the morale, brings this as well. And the Maral says it's connected to the Pasuk in Tehillim. It says in Tehillim, Ata ferarta ba'oiz chayom, shibarta roshay tanim al ha'mayim. Ata ferarta ba'oiz chayom, Hashem crumbles in His powerful strength. Hashem crumbles the mighty ocean. He breaks it into a million pieces. It's a lashon of ferarta. It's a lashon of pirurim. And that means the simple pshat I was talking about, that on the yontiv of Purim, there's ha'ora of this koach, of ato pirarta, of Hashem shattering and breaking and crushing and crumbling into crumbs, the sitra achva, the other side, our enemies. But the truth is that there's an oimik to this inyan, this avayda of pirurim, of ata perarta b'ayiz chayam. In the first Torah, Rabbi Nachman says, ki ish ha-yisraeli tzarech tamid what? Le'estakel nu ba'seichel shel kol davar. Ki ish ha-yisraeli yidju tzarech tamid has to constantly look to gaze upon ba seichel shel kol davar, in the seichel of everything, ulekasher atzmai elachoch vaseichel sheish b'chol dover. And he has to bind himself to the seichel and the chochma that's in everything. In order that the seichel that is hidden in all that exists should shine, he should be able to, it should be clear, it should be obvious. And the seichel sheyesh b'chol dover is what? Liskarev el Hashem Yisburach al yidei oisa hadover. The seichel sheyesh b'chol dover, Ibn Achman says, again, ki isha Yisrael tzorach tomit listakel ba'aseichel shel kol dover. A Jew has to live his life in the way that he's looking always to see the seichel sheyesh b'chol dover. Because everything that exists has that seichel, that chokhma. Everything that exists is showing you, is teaching you a way. Everything, every moment, every place in life has this seichel, this chokhma. And every single place, everything, every time is showing a person davke at that moment in his life. Davke in that inyan that he's in that place that he's in right at that moment. Eichlis karev el Hashem Yisbar. How to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch. The inyan of seichel that we're talking about before from Rabbi Nachman, that we're living a life of being half awake and half asleep, dozing off, without chiyas, and without giving nachas ruach to the Baruch Shalom, because it's not oyle lamala, it's not misroimim v'oyle lamala, because it's without seichel. We now understand means that the person is not binding himself to the seichel shubl chaldav. And if we're learning now that Purim is a ha'or of the Ora Chochma, and the morals megalutos that that inyan of Ora Chochma is mezgala in Ata Ferrarata Ba'oiz Chayam, in the inyan of Pirurim, of crushing, of crumbling, it must be that a Yid has such a koyach of Ata Ferrarata, of crumbling and crushing. Rabba emunasecha, the Svarim tells us, means the following. What does it mean, Rabba emunasecha, in our Avodah? Rabba emunasecha means it's not just a matter of believing. Rabba emunasecha means that a person is mizboinein, he lives a life where he's mizboinein in every single detail of the hashgach. In every single thing, he cuts everything in his life into tiny pieces. He slices it into tiny pieces. Instead of looking and saying, I live in a nice house. I have a wonderful wife. I have wonderful children. I have great friends. A person who lives in a way of apta peirarata, of Purim, of seichel, this is the way to live with seichel. The lamaisi of the avoidah of seichel, and we spend a lot of time talking about learning this inyan in this form of the bilvavi. The avoidah of seichel is the moshel when a person is having a piece of bread. He has to be mefarer that piece of bread. He has to break it into pieces. He has to crumble it down into tiny pieces. And crumbling it down into tiny pieces means he has to ask himself, where does this bread come from? Not just to eat a piece of bread. Again, I told you, we're learning now Pnimius 001. What we have to talk to our children about. Where does this piece of bread come from? This has water in it, and it has chitim in it. The kashbaruch is matzmiach, a plant. And to be misbinding, to think about how did that happen? And where the water comes from? And where the plant comes from? And it has in it eggs. And the egg comes from a chicken. V'chula v'chula. If a person lives in a house, he has to be mefarer, he has to crunch, crumble, crush in his mind. This is the life of a Jew who lives in such a way where he is mestakel b'seichel shebechol davar. What the house is built from. Where does that come from? How did this come to be? Every single thing in his life, the person is mefarer into tiny little pieces. It's not just to say, I love my children. Then to go through the names of the children in your head. And each child to stop and say that this is Yaakov ben Sarah. This is Blima Bas Penina, whatever. And then to stop at the mefarer, that child, Purim, the Orach Chochma, the Seichel Shebechol Davar is, why do I love this child? And to think about the tiny crumbs of who that person is. The million times that little girl makes you happy, makes you smile. The million times that the little girl reaches out to you and the feeling that you have when you're holding her in the arms of her, she's sitting on your lap by Shabbos Mirrors. Not just to say, B'derech Klal, the child, I love my kid. When you live that way, that it's a very general way, you live a life of nim v'lo nim, tir v'lo tir, you doze off, period. Why do I live in this place? Why did Hashem's Baruch bring me to this place? Who are the people I'm connected to in this place? And to be mefarer until the person gets to that question, the question of Bechlal, who am I? Am I the stupid things that I've done in my life? Is that me? If I'm mefarer who I am, I come to that place that's called Ad Lo Yoda. Ad Lo Yoda means that who I am, I don't know who I am. I'm certainly, if I break myself into tiny pieces, I'm not the chesroinus. I'm not the chesroinus of my life. I'm not the stupid decisions. I'm not the aveiros. I'm not the stupid things I look at on the phone, on the computer. That's only if I look at from the outside and I say, who is this person? This person's a mushkus, a mulunvil, and so on. But if I'm a fire myself into tiny pieces, is that who I am? I'm somebody that watches things on the computer. I'm somebody that yells at everybody who gets me upset. I'm somebody that can't get to a Shia, to a minion. That's who I am? A Jew that's Purimdik, a Jew that lives in the Seichel Shebechol Davar, a Jew that is misboinin in the Seichel Shebechol Davar, Rabbi Nachman is saying, the aside of all of life. That's why it's the first Torah in Likutei Maran. From there a Jew gets chayin. All the chayin of the Chochman is teres. All the chayin of a Jew who's able to stop and to think and to break everything into those small pieces. What my wife has done for me all of these years. To think about all the amazing things that she's done for me. Every moment of my life, I would be nothing, I would have nothing. All of the narishkeit of our lives is a bechina of Savim Rishoyim Yishaleichun, this farm say. Savim Rishoyim Yishaleichun. All of those are things that surround me. Those are the mekifin of who I am. But the or pnimi of who I really am is Adalayod. Not one of us here in this room, not one of us has ever come to that nakuda of who we be'emes are, that the Baruch Shalom loves in the deepest way, more than any of us are capable, like we see from the Baal Shem HaKadosh and the Tzaddikim, is capable of loving his own child. We don't understand, b'chlal, if we would have an inkling of that crumb and go all the way to the beginning of who we are, to the Nishmas Chayim, Nishmas Yisrael, it's mamish ad lo yada. Ad lo yada. So what's the inyan of Haman? And here Abayisai is the zel umazeh. With everything in life, it's zel umazeh. The inyan of Haman yamach shemai, the inyan of Amalek, one of the inyanim, is the inyan of pirurim in the way of the sitrach, in the way of Amalek. And what are the pirurim in the way of Amalek? The pirurim in the way of Amalek is in veg detzalta maisa, in veg baderech, and the inyan of Amalek baderech is what, that a person gets lost among the brekelach, the crumbs, the brekelach, the crumbs of this world, the narishkeiten. In tumma, the pirurim in tumma means the stupid little things that distract us. That we're constantly wandering off, but the derech, and we forget the tachlis, and we get lost in the pirurim and the breklach of this world. And what happens to such a person? That person sees that his entire life, he believes that his entire life is nothing but a bunch of crumbs. That his davening is worthless, his learning is worthless. There's no kesher, there's nothing that binds all of the breklach to make a beautiful piece of a Jew. A shtik yid. Of what it means to be a Jew. So there's a piece of davening. There's a piece of Yirat Shamayim. Then there's a piece of this narishkeit. And there's another piece of this. And then every now and then you say to your wife, ach, I mamish love you. And you say to this kid, I mamish love you. It's a breklach, a piece, a crumb. So the Sitrach Amalek says, your whole life is a bunch of breklach, it's a bunch of crumbs. Pirurim ba'alma. And we know from Hilchus Pesach, Shleishim Yoim Koidim Achag, we know in Hilchus Pesach that pirurim is nothing from nothing. It means nothing, these crumbs. So the Mori Naim says, we'll finish. The Mori Naim says, in Bereishis, the second page of the Mori Naim. You know, the Arba Malchis, the four kingdoms, correspond to the four Lashonis of Varetz Hoseh Sova Vova Choshech Alpnei Sohaim, or the four Malchis, right? The four exiles. Which one is Paras Umadai? Vohu. Paras Umadai, Persia is Vohu. What is Vohu? Vohu means nothingness. And why is the Malchus of Paras of Persia Vohu? So Chazal say, because it says Ve'avhilu lahavi es Haman. It's Lashon of Vohu of Behola Ve'avhilu lahavi es Haman. And Vohu is a Lashon of Yavhilu. So the Mori Naim writes the following. This is what Rabbi Nachman was saying. Everything that exists, it exists only because of the seichel, the elokus, the Torah that's in that thing. Ein lahabid b'chol davar el gashmi yusa ki mel pnim yusa davar. And therefore every person has to break that thing down, to crush it at the perarata, to break it into the breklach of elokus, of godliness. To see the pnimiyas hadover, besoid hachochem eine b'roishoi v'omar b'zoir, v'chiban eine d'var nash, eloch hakima mistakel man dekaima al reish. The Zohar Kodesh says that the meaning of what does it mean that the person has eyes in his head? It means that a person has eyes to see the head.
Eyes to see the head means eyes that look to see where everything begins. The eyes that look to see where everything comes from. And everything in his life, he tries to look and to see. May I in this stalshala, that's what I was talking about before. May I in this stalshala, remember that's the avoid of pirurim. Where does this house come from? Where did this piece of bread come from? And so on. May I in this stalshala, umishar shishal dovra, who was the shurish of this? Vazel bereshis barlokim, b'ter nivah shemaim, esa shemaim v'esa aretz, shem klolus hakol v'chol dovra shebehem kemaim hachazal. Esther's the rabbis told this v'aretz v'atzolaymer misha meshuka ba'aretz. Listen to what the Maranaim says when it says v'aretz ha'isa so'uvavo. And here we come to paras umadai. It's interesting the word paras, Persia. Paras means like a prusas lechem. Paras means to break a piece of bread, to break something. Paras is a lashon of prusas lechem. Maranaim says. V'ha'aretz, ha'isa sohu vavo. This is Persia, this is Amalek, this is Haman. V'ha'aretz, he says, what's the loimer? Misha meshuka ba'artzias. A Jew who's completely invested in artzias, in the crumbs, in the pieces of this world. Ha'isa sohu vavo. Everything is tohu vavo. Mipnei she'ena mabit elachias. He doesn't gaze into the chiyas. Ube'emes me'atzmam, things on their own in this world, without the chiyas, without the seichel shubachal dover, hein tohu vavo. Nothing. Tohu vavo. Upirish Rashi. Rashi explains, what's tohu vavo? She'odam toye u'mishtoimim al vohu shaba. That the person is astonished with the emptiness. That's the meaning of Tohu. Toya umeshtoimim al vohu shaba. Al vohu shaba. What's the line? Listen to what he says. An amazing thing, Moinai. Mishu Adam. If you're an Adam. If you're a human being. Toya umeshtoimim al aksil. You look at the aksil, at the idiot, at the fool. The one who doesn't have seichel and chachma. The one who lives in the brekelach of Haman, of this world, toyu mishtoimim alaksil ameshuka ba'artzias, who is embedded in artzias in gashmias, and you're wondering, you're astonished, and you're screaming out to him, tohu bohu, bohu. You're saying to him, bohu. He is in this. What's the matter with you? Don't you see, bohu? What's loyim haray bohu chiyush lakadosh baruch hu. Don't you see this in your child? Don't you see this in your wife? Don't you see this in your life? Don't you see this in yourself? So the Maranaim says that a person who's stuck in v'ha'aretz, in artzias, in the breklach, in the pieces of Haman's way, v'aretz, ha'isa sohu vavo, the person who looks at such a person is toyehu mishtoimim. He's astonished and he's wondering, Rabbi Shalom, bohu, you're in this moment, you're in this thing, you're in this child, you're in this person. You're not paying attention. You're not misboinin b'seichel. And still you're not misboinin b'seichel shubal chal davar. Since you're not breaking this down, and mimele you don't come to the vohu, in it, bo, who is him? Bo, who? He's in this. Uksha ha'odim mistakel b'chaldover elachiyas. But if a person's miskasher, and mischaber, and mizdabek to the bo, who? To the him, to the he. To the Creator that's in everything. Mekayim shevise Hashem l'negdi samid. Then his whole life is a kiyam of shevise Hashem l'negdi samid. Shebuchal dover
Mashve negdoi havaya mahava kol havaya. Because then every single second of his life, he sees that which is mahava kol havaya. He sees that which gives life to all life. And he doesn't get distracted or lost baderech. He lives a life where he's meisim seichel, and he's misboin the seichel shubachol dover. This is the avoida of our generation now, at the end of time. This is the hardest thing. To be a person of his boinenus, to be misboinen b'seich shul b'chol tov, ata feirarta b'oiz chayom. And because of that, even though right now, so one of the tzaddikim here asked me before, why can't it be like this every day? So tell me, where, even though the Jews have an expression that it's not Purim every day, there's an expression like that. But where does it say in our Shulchan Aruch that it can't be like this every day? It says someplace in our Shulchan Aruch it can't be like this every day. Why isn't it like, it's talking not like this. Why isn't it like this? Why isn't it like this? Because the big day passes. The big yontiv passes. Or the day you're waiting for, the chasna passes. The having the kid and the bris or whatever it is passes. Those things pass. Purim is going to be gone. But the whole Indian of Purim is to give a Jew the perspective of apta perarata ba'oiz chayom, of to be a Jew that knows how to be mafara, the pirum, the breklach of Kedusha. And the breklach of Kedusha is, Rabbi Shalom, I'm going back on the derech, Purim is ending. And I'm going back to the derech. And Rabbi Nachman says, b'derech siparti ma'isa. A ma'isa. Getzelt a ma'isa. I told a story baderech. And the tachlis of noch Purim, of after Purim, is how could a taka be like this? Why can't it be every day? The reason that it's not like this every day is not because we're not drinking, and it's not because we don't have a day off from work. It's because the choshech, it's because the tohu, the vohu of paras, that breaks us, that's poires, that crushes us, that makes every single thing in life look unimportant and insignificant. So we're not able to be mistakel b'seichel shebechol davar, and to say the chiyas elokus, that's hoive mahave, everything that exists, every moment of our lives. So mimela, we wait for the next yontiv. Noch Purim will be Pesach. I want to end with a tefillah. I usually end with a story, but I want to end with a tefillah. There's a big Oved Hashem, a big wrestler in Yerushalayim. He comes to America a lot. And some of you know him. His name is Reb Mata Frank. It happens he's a big Talmud Chacham. He's a big Mashpia. So there's some beautiful Torahs that he has on different Yom Tovim. And he ends like a true breastliver. He ends a shtickle Torah with a shtickle tefillah. Oy tat in himmel. Ovi shuba shamay. Zakeni lahachzik maimed b'chol toikif yimea hester ponim sh'ata master is atzmecha mimeni. Rabbi Shalom, Zakeni, give me the schus, help me, give me the strength. That I should be able to be machzik maimed, to strengthen, to be strong, and to be able to manage b'chol toikif yimea hester ponim. Through the powerful days of Hester Ponim, Shata Masters Atzen Chamimeni, that you're hiding yourself from me. Zakeni Lahamin B'chol Oysam Zmanei Hester Ponim, Rabbi Shalom, help me to believe that in all of these days of Hestapanim that I'm living through, Sheyesh Soidois Ne'elomim Ban Hagoscha, that the days that I'm living through that I don't see you, that inside of these days, there are deep secrets. That your manhig the Briya Bahan Hagoschas Abriya Kula, Ubisoicham Kol Mitsiyas Anhagi Iti. And not just creation, but every single thing in my life. Umitoich Emunazu, and by believing in this, that this moment, everything I'm living in, is a pirur, is a crumb of Elokus. Everything I'm living in this Hestaponim, is a side of your connection with me. Mitoich Emunazu, Achzik Maimud Lachtaif Bechol Eis Mitzoy. Toiru, Tfilu, Mitzvah, Samasim, Toivim, I'll be able to strengthen myself and to lachtoiv, to grab, to chap. Whenever I have a chance, some Toiru, some Tfilu, some Mitzvah, Samasim, Toivim, V'leyes Balbil, B'shum, Podim, V'oifim, Bilbulay, Haman, Amalek. And I won't allow myself to be confused at all by any of the Bilbulum, Baderech, of Haman and Amalek. Sheroitzim, Lahachlish, Daiti. That are trying to bring a chalish zadaz, ki'ilu ani kvar shovui biyad Achashverosh, to convince me ki'ilu I'm stuck in the world of Achashverosh, I'll never get out. U ki'ilu kol kuli hester b'shemesoy hester, ki'ilu my entire life is anoichi haster aster, it's a hester within a hester, concealment within a concealment, kvar avda tikva mimeni chalila, u ki'ilu I've lost hope to ever become better. Zakein l'shmoyel ahovenis harimzei rimozim. Rabbi Shalom, help me to hear and to understand all of the hints, the deep, mysterious hints. That's the seichel shebuchal dover. The hints shemordechai mistoivev sevivi, the Mordechai is bringing over to me. The Mordechai every single minute is coming to me to tell me things, to look after me. Even the lowest, even in my lowest thoughts, and even my most disgusting words, Mordechai doesn't leave me. Even in these thoughts and in these words, there are hints that the Baruch Shalom is working with me to get me out of these thoughts, to get me out of these words, to bring me back to you, Hashem. And Mordechai is mishalech b'chatzar hamelech inside of my head. And Mordechai is mishalech over there. And he's trying to show me that Hashem is being miramis to me every minute. Shadayin Hashem imi. That Hashem is still with me. Iti, etzli, next to me. Mamish somuch elai. Zakeni lishtoik akol oisim habizyonis v'acherufim sh'oivim alai. Rabbi Shalom, help me to be silent in face of all of the bizyonis that I go through. B'chol meshach hazmanim shal hestaponim during these times of hestaponim. V'eske liyois oz ke Esther bizmana. Rabbi Shalom, help me to be like Esther Hamalka. Sh'b'chol oisim chamei shonim sh'hoise b'beis Achashverosh, that during those 5 years that she was in the house of Achashverosh, every minute Esther, which means Hester upon him, Esther in the Hester upon him, during those years she was looking to see a sign of Mordechai coming to watch, coming to see her, that he's mishalach, that he was walking, she was looking out of every window. So she's saying to Achashverosh, oh, you're the greatest, I love you, you're the best. She's saying these disgusting words to Achashverosh, she has to, for whatever reason, karka oilam, whatever it is, she's saying what she has to say. But while she's saying to Achashverosh, while she's with that animal, Achashverosh, while you and I are with the animals of our lives, every second Esther's eyes were on the window to see Mordechai's face. Mordechai, when are you going to get me out of this place? Mordechai is the oimek haneshama, the pnimis haneshama. Mordechai is the etzim of the person. So even though while she's doing this disgusting thing with Achashverosh, when she was allowed, whatever that, but while she's doing this thing, she felt disgusting. Her eyes were still looking by the window to see, maybe where's Mordechai and get me out of this place. Hoytzieini mikan.
Zakeni gam anoichi lachter v'skol oisam his damnuyos. Rabbi Shalom, just like Esther, help me lachter v'skol oisam has damnuyos v'achaloinus. Rabbi Shalom, help me to take my, even when I'm doing disgusting things or thinking about disgusting things, Rabbi Shalom, help me that my eyes should still be looking for the windows where you're in those windows. Shatamazminli, that you bring in my, even in these moments, you bring me these windows. Opesach lefane b'chol eis, you're always opening a window for me. Ba'ifin she'eske miyad lehatzitz misham elecha, that I should be able to look at you from this window, even in this moment of Hester upon him. Ularamiz lecha, shani shovu b'veis Achashverosh, and to say to you, Bereshalom, I'm not happy being stuck in Achashverosh's house. I don't want to spend the rest of my life with Achashverosh. I don't want to spend the rest of my life in the schmutz and the dirt. Every single day, almost every day, I get a call from somebody else that my whole life is dirt. All I look at is dirt. All I think about is dirt. And then they say, I'm dirt. And I said, if you would be dirt, you wouldn't be looking for the window to get out of the dirt. And he shove we beveis Achashverosh. Mordechai, you're passing by the window. Help me get out of this place. I don't know how to get out of this place. But I don't want to live my life with Achashverosh. I don't want to spend the rest of my life in this place. Ve'etzak, ve'ezak, v'ashaveya keili, keili lamas avtoni, like Esther Malka was screaming there. Keili, and she couldn't say it loud. But in her heart, like Rabbi Nachman says, the scream, the loudest screams in the heart. Keili, keili, lama zavtoni. Karveni kvar ilecha. I got to get out of here. This is killing me, this Achashverosh. Bekoyach calls her. And with this koyach, Bekoyach calls her. Yisoyer alay ad hogis pilei ploim shalcha. Rabbi Shalom, you revealed this by Purim. Pilei ploim shalcha. A wondrous, wondrous hanhaga. Ba'ivin shaliyuchla achashvesh v'homan amalek lishloit alai klal. That even while I'm in this place of Esther upon him, achashverosh and haman are not able to change who I am. That they're not able to cause me to forget. Sof kol sof, I know I'm a nim v'loy nim, tir v'loy tir. But onu v'karolei, but karolei v'onu, but when you call out to me, I'm still here, and if you remind me of you, I'm still here, I remember you. And if I'm not going to allow Haman and Amalek Lishloit Alai Klal to rule over me, and the kudas ha-neshama shebesaychi, and then the kuda of Mordechai that's inside of me, lo yipogim klal, lo yirchuv, lo yishtachve klal, mikol oisim achatoyim va'avoynis va'apshoyim shiroitzim limshich oisi l'soicham, from all of these averas that I've done, they're trying to drag me deeper and deeper into the basement of Achashverosh's palace. Beis shahusi shom beis Achashverosh k'ani machviz l'fanecha. It's Purim. Ani machviz l'fanecha. Rabbi Shalom, I am proclaiming before you. Umegala daiti lefanecha, and I megala my das. She'eni chofetz behem klal uklal. I don't want to live with Achashverosh klal uklal at all. Ritzoni rak lius yachad im Mordechai haYehudi. I just want to be together with the Mordechai haYehudi. Ritzoni lidbov l'ashevus b'chaykecha. I want to be toivel, like Chazal say that she was with Achashverosh, then she was toivelus v'yashevus b'chaykel shel Mordechai. We don't even master what that means. I don't even say it in English. You don't understand what it means. That she had to live such a way. Nim v'loy nim tir v'loy tir. Achashverosh and the toivelus v'yashevus b'chaykel shel Mordechai, like that, a life back and forth, awake, asleep. And he ends and says, "Abekayach ze eskilu hapech meheris kol ayiridus laalias." That I should be zeicher to change all of the yiridus into aliyas. As kol ha'astaris legiluyim and all the concealment into giluyim. Veeskilu hapech as beis Achashverosh v'haman liyos bekarv beis Mordechai. That's what happened in the end. Vatosim is Mordechai al beis haman. that I should get out and it should all become the house of Mordechai HaYehudi. My life. You know, he was once sitting with Chassidim on Purim, and he lifted up the glass of wine and he said, L'chaim. And then he said what it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, Zaka Aman, the Kam Beplugta Delayla. Fortune is the person who gets up in the middle of the night. The Zohar is talking about a person who gets up to say Tikkun Chatzos. Zaka Aman, how fortunate is the person, the Kam Beplugta Delayla, who gets up in the middle of the night. For Tikkun Chatzos. And Rav Shlomo Kalina said that the deeper meaning of that is, Ashrei, Ashrei, fortunate is the Jew who's living in the house of Achashverosh. This is what Rav Shlomo Kalina said on Purim. And his choshech and mechushech mamish, in the darkest, most disgusting thing in the world, he's living in such a place. And he's able, even in that place, to get up, to be mesoir, and to break the night in half, to make the night into breklach, to break the darkness in half, and to look out the window and say, Kaylee, Kaylee, Lama Zaftan. The fiat tikkun chatzos like that. Hashem Yisbarach should help us. Hashem Yisbarach should help us. It's the last few minutes baderach, that we're baderach. It's been a very long journey. The derach has been very long, and along the way there's so many yidden that they're not here with us, they're not together with us. Hashem Yisbarach should help. You should be zeichim et Hashem to make it through these last few minutes in Beis HaChashverosh. That we should be zeichim et Hashem to say be'emes, keili, keili, lama zavtani. Rochek mishuasi divrei shagasi. That we should be zeichim to break the night into pieces. That we should be zeichim et Hashem to look at everything in our lives and to break everything in our lives down to the smallest, tiniest pieces, and in each piece to see Vohu, he is in it, he is in it, he's in it. And to say, Bereshim, I want to be in it with you. I want to be in this with you. I don't want to be alone anymore. I don't want to be without you anymore. And in that schus will be Zoychim et Hashem to see a mapala, a big mapala for Amalek, a big mapala for all Oyve Hashem and Oyve Yisrael. That we should be Zoychim et Hashem, we should be Zoychim et Hashem to see what Haman was trying to stop from happening, what Achashverosh was trying to stop from happening, which is the biggest pachad of Amalek, that should come to the time that we should be zeicha, that the shame will be shalom, and the kisa will be shalom, v'olam o'yishim b'hayat siyoin, lishpoy des har esav, v'hoysal l'ashem ha'mlucha, b'gul ha'shem ha'mitish, mehev yamin ha'amein.
Amen. Yeah. Oh, God, I'm gonna be my mom. La 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 I'm sorry.